Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Right, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If the audio sounds a little different, it's because I am using a POTS system. That stands for Plain Old Telephone Service. And the reason is, we've had an enormous amount of problems with CenturyLink / CenturyTel. And I was on the phone with them for, let's see, from 8 o'clock on Friday morning through 6:45 on Friday evening. Almost 12 hours. And there's a problem called Walled Garden, W-A-L-L-E-D, Garden. And that's a term that's, believe it or not, it's a technical term that is used by Internet providers to limit access. So while my equipment here worked, while the studio worked, while GCN was able to connect, I couldn't get out to the Internet. And so I think by accident they mentioned what the problem was, and it's at their location. And it's a software setting. It's a switch. And the switch was set to Walled Garden on, which meant that I couldn't get out. So if you're wondering why we sometimes get disconnected, I think I just told you. Dr. Shuley's with us this morning. Dr. Shuley, are you Bliss?
Yeah. And Century sounds worse than Windstream, which I have.
Jeez, CenturyLink is the worst telecommunications and telephone provider on our side of the galaxy. No question about it. So this afternoon, when I get done with this broadcast, I'll be calling them up and demanding $400 worth of credit. Normally it's just $50 a problem, but they lied to me. They said, I finally said, okay, so looks like we need a technician to come out here. Okay, we'll schedule one. Now, when you talk to CenturyTel, they have tech support in Central America as well as the Philippines. So they scheduled a technician to come out between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Wednesday. So that meant I would be without Internet service, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I could be back on the air on Thursday. And so I said, you know, that's like missing 4 days of work. I might get fired. They don't need it. If I don't show up, they don't need me. Oh, we understand. But they wouldn't really do much about it other than promise me that they'd send a technician to come out on Wednesday. Well, I called back and called back and called back so many times, and each time I asked a different person, I just wanted confirmation. So you are going to send somebody out, right? Oh, no. What we do is we send you a modem. And if that doesn't solve the problem, then we schedule someone to come out. So that would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then if I couldn't get it resolved by myself on Wednesday, then they'd schedule someone to come out in about 4 or 5 days, maybe 3 to 5 days.
As good as the government.
Absolutely. And by the way, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? There's nobody to call. There's nobody to complain to. And we are stuck. As customers, we are stuck. And, you know, the good old days of, I decided I was going to buy another modem because at the time I thought that was really the problem. So I called, first of all, if you don't have the internet, how do you find the telephone numbers to call? So I had to call someone to get them to look up telephone numbers on the internet for me to call. We called Best Buy, Sam's Club, Walmart. Nobody has a DSL modem within a 100-mile radius of our farm. Nobody. All the big stores. And I waited online on hold for Best Buy. I called Best Buy in Springfield, Missouri, which is only a little over 100-mile round trip. I was willing to just jump in the truck and have them bring it out to the curb. But they don't have any. They don't have any. And I thought I was calling Best Buy in Springfield because that's the number that we had looked up for us. And I got the National Call Center for Best Buy. It's an electronics chain where they sell electronics devices, software, computers, televisions, refrigerators, etc. They sell all that stuff. And I got the National Call Center, and I said, I wanted to talk to somebody in Springfield, Missouri. And they said to me, you can't. You can't call that store. They don't take calls. So, Dr. Shuey, I think, if I'm not mistaken, over the last 10 years, you might have done business with Best Buy, haven't you, in Springfield?
I've been at Best Buy half a dozen times, yes, and I have called them. Let me see if I can find. I may still have them fit into my book.
Well, maybe there's a number for the local, geek squad or something like that.
I think there is, but I'm not ever sure about anything these days.
Well, and actually, it doesn't matter at this point because they don't even have modems available to go pick up. There's not one at Walmart. There's not one at Sam's Club. In any of the Walmarts, any of the Sam's Club, or any of the Best Buys, anywhere within a 100-mile radius.
Well, interestingly, I suspect this is the national number. I've got 886. 5-7. 886-5178.
Well, Dr. Shuey, it doesn't matter because that's the national number. You know what I'm saying? So that'd be like driving to Idaho. what a mess. This is nothing like when we were children, nothing like it, where you could actually call a store and they knew what they had, they knew what the product was, they knew what it did. Now we have people that aren't even in the store. So anyway, that's the short story. So today it's medicine with Dr. Norm Shuley, and tomorrow it's going to be me. Looks like just me, and I'm going to talk about tips from the book. And tomorrow, if you'd like to call in, you can call in today too. But tomorrow, if you'd like to call in and tell us, did you benefit at all from USA Prepares? Did we teach you anything that you implemented? Did you try diesel engine oil in your gasoline engine? Have you done anything with propane? Have you bought a farm? Have you raised animals? Have you raised the garden? Have you had any successes or failures? I'd love to know about it. We can talk about that tomorrow. Let me just me. And if you got some complaints, you can talk to the board of directors tomorrow, the board of directors of USA Prepares. They will all be on the air tomorrow, all of us, which really means just me. and you can air your complaints, and the entire board of directors will be listening and maybe even take action. So that's tomorrow. Dr. Shuey, do you have anything that is urgent that you are all excited about that you want to share with us?
I think there are two things that are critically important. One, some idiots are now going to inject the vaccine into plants so that you can actually eat your vaccine. And they're going to then sell the seeds. And to me, that's the craziest thing yet. It means I don't trust anything that's going to be sold in this country in the future in the plant industry as well. I mean, that is beyond idiocy to me. And second, the latest data on total deaths from the vaccine is greater this year from the vaccine than from the so-called virus last year. Those two bits of information seem to me to be kind of important.
Well, absolutely. My jaw has dropped. When you were talking about the vaccine being injected into plants, Dr. Shealy, that sounds like this thing could spread like wildfire. That sounds like it could get all over the globe without any way of stopping it. Is that correct?
It'd be worse than Roundup.
Yeah.
It's like eating, just eating Roundup out of the bag.
Yeah, except this is communicable, right?
Spread the poison.
Is this something that is of reputable source, Dr. Shealy?
Well, these days, I don't know if there's such a thing as a reputable source because there are contradictions about everything that you see. But it came from a reputable source, but whether the information is accurate, but you know, everything else bad is happening, so I tend to think it probably is going to happen.
Well, they try these trial balloons, and they, you know, like when Biden wants to raise taxes, or whoever's pulling the strings wants people to think that Biden wants to raise taxes. So they talk about this may happen, and the transportation secretary, what's his butt, Pete, he said, we're probably going to tax by the mile. And then people went berserk. And then he said, no, we're not going to do that. And then he said, yeah, we're going to do that. So I think they do these trial balloons just to see if that is the thing that ignited the full-blown shooting war, or whether they're going to get away with it. But this is really insidious. This is as dangerous as it gets. This is, you know, you and I talked about the fog. That was my term for the China genocide, where it seemed like this fog, and it's not a fog, that's just a metaphor, if you will, for what has happened. So this China genocide fog is released. People inhale the air. They get the China virus. And then through exhalation or through perspiration or coughing, it's spread from person to person to person to person, and it travels like wildfire, and then people hop on airplanes and buses and trains and subways, and they spread it, boats, and they spread it all over the world, and it was working, and it looks like that, but maybe not working well enough, so they decided to spread it via injection, which would be a biological weapon delivered with a hypodermic needle and a liquid in what was called a vaccination. And then there's vaccine number one, and if that didn't work well enough, then there's vaccine number two. And if that didn't work well enough, there's a booster shot to surely deliver more death. And that seems like what they're doing, and I just don't understand why people haven't gone ballistic, absolutely ballistic over this. This is killing men, women, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage at the people who are doing this, like Bill Gates? Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. I'm going to try to connect a better way. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. We might just have to do the broadcast via telephone. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, we're back, and I was able to connect via the internet, so the audio ought to be a little bit better. Class, if you'd like to call in and talk with Dr. Norm Shealy, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I've got the call screen. I'm going to have to toggle. I had to reconfigure computers during the break in order to make this happen. But I will do my best to pay attention to the call screen if you call in, and we'll put you on the air. Dr. Shealy, I got a call this morning from a dear friend who is considering getting a hip replacement because of pain. And I mentioned to him that I have some concerns about that because it seems that people who get these hip replacements don't get the full story from their surgeon or the nurse practitioner before they get the hip replacement. Meaning, if they get, and I don't know if this is still available or not, but it used to be that there were three kinds of hip replacement hardware. There was stainless steel ball and stainless steel socket. Stainless steel stem with a ball and a stainless steel socket. That was one way. Another way was stainless steel stem and ball with a nylon socket. And then there was another way that was ceramic on ceramic. And they have advantages and disadvantages. But one of the things that wasn't talked about before a friend of ours got a hip replacement, stainless on stainless, was don't go and do strenuous activity. Don't you know, move around as you did before, because you'll be putting millions of particles of stainless steel in your bloodstream with every step. Have you heard of that, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. I don't know the details, but I have to say Vince, I'm at a stage in life where I feel healthy, have no problems, and I don't want any. And there is no surgical procedure I would undergo today. Mm-hmm. There's no drug I would take today. I don't want to be poisoned or killed. I'd rather die naturally. And I gotta say, maybe if I were 20 years old, I would think differently, but I sure don't think that way anymore.
Mm-hmm. There's another thing about the hip replacements, and that is not discussed. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shuley, but as I remember it, it's possible to get an infection in one of these artificial parts, you know, the hardware that's installed on the body. And if that happens, that's real easy. All they do is take the old parts out, clean out the area, use antibiotics, and leave you open. And then after the infection is gone, then they put parts back in.
Not in this body.
But, I mean, that's what I learned. And does that sound right to you?
It does sound right, but it sounds correct. Correct analysis of a bad problem.
Right. And a terrible, absolutely terrible problem. And there's a possibility, you know, we can all break bones. I've broken some bones, and it's really painful. But imagine if you break part of your, you know, what's left of the bones after the hardware was installed in a hip or a knee or something like that, and you break it, and they've got to go in there and rebuild it, and, you know, new screws and new plates or whatever the hardware is, you're going to be in pain until they fix it. So there's a problem with infection. There's a problem. Well, Dr. Shuley, can't someone, let's say a person has a replacement hip, and they have a toothache, and the toothache causes an infection. Can't the infection spread to the hip?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely.
And really, I don't believe, now I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I don't believe before the surgery, I don't believe there's a discussion. Don't y'all be getting any toothaches now, you know, because we'll have to take this thing out, you know, and you'll be down for a month. I don't think there is a discussion like that. And I don't think there's a discussion like, so I understand you ride a dirt bike or you have a farm and you get on the tractor. Don't be doing any of that because, you know, if you get hurt, we'll have to put you on your back and get the drill and hammer and saw and, you know, open you up and we'll have to order replacement parts. And geez, you know, it's a mess. So don't go be doing, you know, what you used to do. Yeah. Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back. I didn't want to get that graphic class, but I did want to cover it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming, are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundry. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
With many Americans still caught behind Taliban Al-Qaeda lines in Afghanistan, journalist Laura Logan spent years covering the Afghan war. She was on Fox News Monday and gave her opinion of America's bungled withdrawal.
In spite of the fact that Americans have been lied to about every single aspect of what their leaders have been doing in Afghanistan, they see through it. You know, they know they can't be lied to. Imagine if they told the truth and said, hey, you know what, this is Al-Qaeda. This isn't some group called Taliban that we can draw some, you know, convenient distinction between them, because the Taliban isn't a designated foreign terrorist organization. Well, actually, the number two in the Taliban is, and he's now the interior minister in charge of all security, and he's working with the U.S. State Department and the CIA to lock down that country and turn it into a prison for all of our allies. You know, we make a lot of fuss about the American citizens and the green card holders who are trapped there, and we should. They should have been protected, and they should be home right now. But you know who else should have been protected? The people that made it possible for us to do what we did there. Not just, you know, in the last 20 years, Ainsley, but in the last 50 years. What they've done is they are working hand in hand, according to intelligence sources, military sources, U.S. sources, Afghan sources. They are working hand in hand with Al-Qaeda in the Panjshir Valley, killing off the soldiers, the special operations soldiers who we trained.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take?
When you got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and we're talking about hip replacements and joint replacements. So, Dr. Shealy, I've been taking, I've not had any joint replacements, but I've been taking glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, cod liver oil, and Jell-O as a gelatin. For a long time.
I would prefer plain gelatin to Jell-O, which has sugar in it.
right.
But also,
right.
You know what's really good? Boswellia. Frank, Boswellia is excellent. And CBD oil, not THC, CBD, just plain oil, the plain oil. That actually is apparently very good for arthritic joints.
Okay. Well, so how do you spell that other product's name?
B-O-S-W-E-L-L-I-A.
Okay, and that's a supplement?
Yeah, around since 2,000 years ago.
Okay. So is it a plant?
Well, it comes from a plant.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell my friend about this. Actually, I'll just suggest that he listen to the broadcast, and he might hear a couple other things. But I've been using glucosamine and chondroitin gelatin. Knox gelatin, is that okay, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, plain, I like Knox gelatin fine. I buy it in big dosages, you know, like a pound to 4 pound jars from Now mm-hmm. Products.
Okay. And so that's like the catalyst for the glucosamine and chondroitin, right? It needs something to rebuild the cartilage with, right? Isn't that what that's all about?
Yes.
Okay. So would you recommend trying glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, gelatin, and boswellia and CBD oil prior to surgery?
Oh, at least a month or 6 weeks, yes.
Okay. And the plan would be, maybe you can avoid the surgery, and yeah, I don't want any more surgery. There's so many mistakes, so many incompetent people in the hospital arena. I've gotten contradictory advice, bad advice. I've seen an injection that's off by a decimal point, and gosh, a guy was going to get high blood pressure. The nurse was off by a decimal point and drove this poor man's blood pressure down to where he almost died from no blood pressure. So lots of mistakes are made. People don't know what they're doing. They're in a rush. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And then you add the genocide to the equation that came from China. Frankly, I don't know why. I don't know why we are willing to buy anything from China that we absolutely, positively can't avoid.
I'm with you all the way.
And Christmas, people are worried, we're going to get this Chinese junk for our children. The children, it's going to be. And we've made mountains of trash from all this Chinese junk that is substandard, that doesn't last, it's not repairable. So we buy these electronic gadgets, they break and we throw them away. So our landfills are filled with gold and silver and precious metals. It's not recycled, and we just build Mount Trashmore here, there, and everywhere. Mount Trashmore is everywhere. And if you want to see one, just go towards St. Louis, Missouri, and you'll see a Mount Trashmore. It's like, it's huge. And then, of course, we haven't talked about the radioactive fire that's underground, where radioactive material was buried after World War II. We had to use the atomic bomb, and so there's radiation that was radioactive material is buried in a landfill illegally, and then there was a fire underground. The landfill's on fire, and then this is all going to go into the air. It's just one. You remember that story, right, Dr. Shealy, about the landfill just outside of St. Louis, Missouri?
Yep.
I was against the death penalty. I used to be. I don't think I am anymore. I think it should be reserved for special people. It should be reserved for, like a police chief who has a girlfriend, and his girlfriend has a daughter. Like an underage daughter, and the police chief and the daughter and the mom are all living in the same place in West Virginia, same house, the police chief's house. And he says, "I'll give you $100 to rape your daughter." And if the mom says no, then they both get thrown on the street, the mom and the daughter. If the mom says yes, her daughter gets raped by the police chief. Now, shouldn't there be a special treatment for people who do things like that? I mean, extra special. People who have been put in a position.
I like caning.
Yeah, but is there an end result to caning? I mean, do you stop when the person stops breathing? Is that when caning stops?
Well, not necessarily. Just blood.
Is there a lot of blood? I mean, I think there should be a lot of blood.
And scars.
Is there a lot of noise that comes with it?
I mean, screaming.
Screaming, noise, blood. Well, those are some of the ingredients I was thinking about. Okay. Well, I think, when politicians lie and they do the kind of things that they, spread poison throughout the land to accept a bribe, to insulate the companies that make these poisons, And, it takes $75,000 as a bribe, and then the whole world gets poisoned. There should be special treatment for those guys. Maybe, if the government is going to spend money on research, maybe they should spend money on a research on tools to inflict the maximum amount of pain with the minimum amount of effort and make it last the longest. And if they're going to try it and make sure it really works, they should use it on some of these criminals who have infected the whole world.
Starting in Washington, D.C.
Dr. Shealy, when I use the term China genocide, do you think that that term is incorrect, or do you think that is correct?
No, I think right on.
I think it's right, too. It hasn't caught on yet. It hasn't caught on. But, I think the mainstream media is afraid to call it like it is. So in France, class, thousands of healthcare workers have been suspended without pay because they refused to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine. So yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, 3,000 healthcare workers across France were suspended without pay because they will not get the jab. Now, they can't be fired. The court has ruled that they can't be fired for refusing to be injected with a man-made bioweapon in a lower dose, meaning the vaccine. They can't be fired for it. So what's happened to them is they've been suspended without pay. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts about refusing the vaccine?
Unethical. The kindest way is unethical.
Hasn't the medical profession, don't most medical doctors take a Hippocratic oath? I don't think it's required anymore, but don't they take it anyway?
Well, I don't know about the day that we did in my day when I finished in 56.
And isn't there an equivalent Florence Nightingale oath that nurses take, that says...
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that they won't inject something harmful into a body,
absolutely.
Knowingly?
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're ignoring reality.
So here we have doctors who have taken an oath to first do no harm. We have nurses who have taken an oath to not inject dangerous materials into the body. And yet, the government is telling doctors and nurses that they will do this. They will violate their oath. And since when does the government have the authority to do this? I don't remember giving the government authority to do this.
Well,
I don't see anything in the Constitution.
It's January 20th of this year.
Yeah.
When the apoplectic idiot took over.
Before he stumbled into office, I called him a stumble bum. I called him a plagiarist. And, I'm repeating class. That my thoughts about it. Plagiarist is someone who lies, someone who claims that another person's work is their work, and that's what Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist did. He claimed that someone else's work was his work a couple of times, including when he attended Syracuse University Law School. So
well,
here we have
some crooks start early.
Yeah. And he hasn't. He said, this stumblebum said that he worked for a lumber company. I believe it was Boise Cascade, a lumber company. And they have no record of that. They have no record of him working there. So I think he remembers things that didn't happen. And that's not the kind of guy that we want, running the show.
When you have an IQ of 50, you don't know which end is up.
Well, I think you're right, because my understanding, Dr. Shealy, is that you need to have an IQ of 70 to be continent. Is that right?
I think so.
Seriously, class, if your IQ is not high enough...
He's a continent in his mouth. Everything that comes out is dirty.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Yesterday, a phone call came to the house, and the person used profanity, and just out of the blue. We have a policy here at the house. Someone uses profanity on the phone, we hang up. We hang up. And it's as simple as that. You know, class, you can draw that line in the sand. You can have a threshold that, you know, you won't allow to be exceeded. You know, there are broadcasters and there are guests on the radio on podcasts. And they don't have the same rules and regulations that we have here because, you know, we are AM, FM, satellite, et cetera, and podcasts for reruns and streaming audio. And, you know, the FCC rules say there's certain words you can't say, and I have no problem with what the FCC says about that because to me it's just decency. Because you never know who's going to be listening, and you don't need to use those words anyway. There are other words that are plenty descriptive. And I think that when people who use profanity as a course of their modern, I'm sorry, the course of their dialogue with other people, if they use profanity, I don't respect them as well as I respect people who don't use profanity. Dr. Sulley, you have any comments on that?
Well, to me, in general, you need to be correct, positive, and accurate in what you say. And hopefully that will include spiritual.
Yeah, and so what would happen if a patient came to you and said, Dr. Sulley, this blank hurts, and it blank hurts when I blank this, and it blank, blank, blank.
I would say, which blank do you wish to fill in?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. And Dr. Shuley and I have been broadcasting. It's going on 11 years now. And he was the very first instructor at USA Prepares from the very, very beginning. And I really appreciate his friendship and spending 2 hours, 2 hours a week with my dear friend, Dr. Norm Shuley. So thank you, Dr. Shuley.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Vince.
Well, thank you. So, Dr. Shuley, do you support people refusing to get the vaccination, whether they be the police, the fire department, healthcare workers, people in stores, etc.? Do you support them saying, no, I'm not going to get it? I'm not going to take a vaccine.
Vince, I would say a minimum of half of my new patients today are calling, are scheduling an appointment to get a letter of exemption.
Mm-hmm.
So I've given out quite a few. If I can
Wonderful.
Find any medical reason whatsoever, if I can't find a medical reason, we can use a religious.
Yeah, there's, since you mentioned religious, there's this preacher, and I'm not sure the name of his church, but he's saying, and he's got one of these electronic churches where you can, you know, go to church via your computer screen or your phone screen. And if you will donate to his church, he will write you a religious exemption.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. I don't have the particulars on it in front of me, but yeah, he did. That's what, let's see if I can find it. But yeah, I do have, I thought it was quite an interesting business model, you know, that these praise the Lord, give me your money types have found. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, it's true. So Dr. Shu, there are plenty of people. So my understanding is you support people saying, I'm not going to take the jab, and if it costs me my job, well, so be it. Is that where you are?
Yes.
That's where I am. Okay. Okay. And I am still stuck on what you said when you were talking about this being the virus being injected into plants. That is the most terrifying thing I've ever heard. I mean, even an atomic weapon, it's specific to a local area. Now, of course, the radiation travels, you know, throughout the planet. But this thing, this could, injecting the COVID, a man-made bioweapon, into plants.
I sent you the link to that, by the way. It's coming from the University of California, Riverside, and they got a $500,000 grant from the government to do it.
I'm opening it right now, and it's taken. Okay, so here's what it says, class. This is the link that Dr. Sheely just sent me. Vaccines in your, this quote, vaccines in your salad? Scientists growing medicine-filled plants to replace injections, end quote. We used to be concerned, I guess maybe we still are, about what's in our urine and poop. And what I'm saying is people are on all kinds of medicines. And when they relieve themselves, those medicines tend to go into the excrement, the urine. And then it goes into the city septic system. And then it goes into the city septic treatment system. And then it gets spread as fertilizer on plants that we eat. So we have vaccines, we have antibiotics, we have chemotherapy, we have radiation, radioactive injections, like when you have one of those CAT scans and they inject you with a radioactive dye, that, well, that leaves your body and goes into the urine and feces, and then where does it go then? And, you know, Dr. Sheely, we had a, just as a little bit of a side journey. I was talking to a guy who pumps out septic systems for a living. And so he has a business, and his business is he digs a hole, finds the lid of the septic system, and then puts his hose down there, and he pumps it out into his tank. And so my question for him naturally was, okay, so now you've got a full tank. What do you do next? And he said, well, you know, sometimes I just... He made a little adapter for the back of the tank. So if you open the tank, you have like a 3-inch or a 4-inch drain. It would just come out like a stream from this, you know, 1,500-gallon tank on the back of his truck. Well, he made like a shower head. And he put that on there. And he said what he does is he fertilizes his fields with it. So he takes whatever he pumps out of people's septic systems, tampons, you know, whatever else gets flushed down there, he just sprays it on his fields. He says, but not when people have chemotherapy, because that kills it, that kills the grass. So it can't use. So I thought I'd share that. So we used to be worried about that, but this thing with the vaccines being put into plants, this is really scary, scary stuff to me. It needs to be stopped. Absolutely stopped. And the government funded the study, the research. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.